Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, guys, I have your first post-free agency mock draft here.
Ooh!
So let's see if some things have changed.
I always hear, I hear Doug after you do that.
Hold on, somebody call Gator. More football questions!
So the top three never changed.
I've got an itch on my ass, and the only answer is football.
1, 2, 3, Caleb Williams, Jayden Daniels,
football!
Drake May.
Football.
That doesn't change. They haven't had pro days yet, so maybe we'll see after pro days. Maybe it changes.
My football.
So number four, that doesn't change either. That is Marvin Harrison Jr.
Arizona?
He's locked in there.
It makes the most sense. They need a number one. They've reinvested in Kyler. It adds up. And he's ready day one, man.
Are there trades in this mock?
There is one trade.
Because I think Arizona can still get Marvin, but move out.
More football.
And they could move up with your Giants.
It'd be amazing. Love it. Don't care.
The Giants at six do take J.J. McCarthy. I don't think they have to move up, though, to get
him. Hold on. Now, let me ask a question. And I've already said it. I'll say it again. I have no qualms about taking J.J. because my quarterback room, there are high schools with more talent in it. Daniel Jones, and they signed Drew Lock. They still take a QB at six? Because
yeah,
I'll tell
as
you.
As of right now, yeah.
How about Roma Dunze at six?
No, because I don't think that they think either one of those are long-term solutions.
I'm aware.
They're both Band-Aids. It's what we talked about for the Lions. You're only going to be at, you hope to be at this high in the draft.
3 years.
And then after that, you're not going to get anybody at pick 28. So since we're here at six.
All right.
I can easily see them swapping with the Cardinals, taking their quarterback because the Raiders just got rid of, the Broncos are going to need a quarterback.
More football questions. Yes.
I'll give you this, Mike.
Vikings are going to need a QB.
And there aren't enough to go around.
So JJ becomes a hot commodity. I'm sorry, David. JJ is becoming a hotter commodity as the days go along. Now, is he going to be great in the NFL? I don't know. But right now, he's the it guy. So a lot of people are going to do some dumb things to move up to get him.
No, you mentioned Roma Dunze, Mike, and let me tell you this here, because I'm grabbing this from CBS. CBS has dueling post-free agency mock drafts. Two different guys have done them. In the other one, they do have Roma Dunze going to the Giants.
See, this is something Rico's trying to sell Big G, that they're going to take a Dunze at six and then Penix later in the draft.
I don't know if you guys deserve a Dunze.
Okay.
So let's go back to
nice
the original.
Kid. You New Yorkers.
There's truth in it.
Atlanta, they do not have to take a quarterback now, so they get Dallas Turner at number eight.
They have been trying to get a pass rush in Atlanta for what seems like a decade, going all the way back to the day the kid brought the dead photo of grandma up on stage. Who was that? Remember when he brought like the 5x6 photo? It was like the Mona Lisa size at the Louvre, and it was his dead grandmother.
I remember that.
Who? What was that? Tack McKinstry?
That sounds about right.
That was the best thing I've ever seen at the draft. I went, wait, Grandma, is that a picture? Is that an oil painting of an old lady? Yep, she's dead.
See, here's the thing.
An oil painting.
That helps Atlanta because you get the best edge rusher. Because everybody else is going quarterback and wide receiver. You just got edge rusher one.
I don't hate it. I don't.
I'm glad you said that, Rico, because cornerback one goes 11, but it's a trade up. The Jags trade up to get Quinyon Mitchell.
Toledo.
At 11. So they want a CB1.
Yeah, and they just got Rodarius Williams is leaving in free agency, so it would make sense. Look, if I'm here's my issue with the Jags, and I know I'm the representative of Jacksonville football. When are you going to fix this offensive line? I seriously.
I'm just wondering when you're actually going to do something, but we can start with the offensive line.
Just fix the O-line.
I mean, I've been waiting for Trevor Lawrence.
Rico Holt, now be fair, that O-line was a disgrace last year.
It was.
Come on. I know you don't like him. I get it.
It's not that I don't, like him.
I did. No.
I just waiting. I mean, I was told he was going to be the next great QB.
I think it's there.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, you talk about QBs being coveted.
Yes.
This is way too high.
Oh, don't tell me Bo Nix to Denver.
Yes.
Stop.
No, I think that is starting to trend.
Because they know J.J. McSizzle's going to Times Square.
Well, no, but they need quarterbacks. So you know what? Rather than trade up, let's start looking at Bo Nix. But it was funny, though, because
no one showed up at his pro day. Like,
well, you know what? That's Oregon's fault. Don't hold pro day during the middle of free agency. We got better things to do.
But he's like Bo Callahan. No one came to his birthday party. No one showed up.
How about you have your pro day next week?
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that?
He's going to have a lot of private throwing sessions. Yes.
Yeah, that was the dumbest thing in the world. Like, no one thought about this. So, yeah, I think they had some Bears were there, but I don't know why, because you're not taking him one. But, yeah, Bo Nix, and I think Penix will eventually move up to later in the draft as well.
Brock Bowers goes number 16 to Seattle.
Bowers falls to 16?
You don't need tight ends this year.
Yes.
That's why.
If he's falling that low, if I'm in the Colts, I'm jumping on board. I'm taking Brock Bowers.
He's awesome.
What on earth? But
I don't approve of this because I've never been one to take the local hero. But Seattle is a place where they could take Penix and say, we're going to take the local kid, quarterback, and you'll get a year to get ready, and then next year we're going to hand the reins over to you from Geno.
The Steelers take the cornerback Nate Wiggins, but my question for you with them is now that they've traded Deontay Johnson, is wide receiver now on the board for them?
Can I ask, where did Malik Nabers go? I didn't hear
Malik
you mention
it. Nabers, yes, he did go in the top 10. He went number 7 to the Titans.
Got it. David, listen, the Deontay thing had to end that way after he openly and brazenly quit on his teammates in a game. Like that, it had to happen. You have Pickens, who I think you desperately want and need to be wide receiver one. Your Steelers have been so good over the years in the second and third round finding great receivers. I don't know that I would take one in the first round there. I trust you guys taking receivers big time. Go look at the history of Steeler receivers. They're all in the later rounds.
Yeah. While they're Steelers, they're good. Once they leave the Steelers, they're crazy.
Very true.
Let me give you something in the Three Rivers.
What the Lions get at 29, Darius Robinson.
Mizzou?
He's been mocked to them a lot.
That would be a plus for the Lions. Local kid.
I think
it would help him with the edge rush.
I'm viewing it differently. I really want to see an offensive lineman at 29, but
you eventually got to address this defensive line.
Because oh, they have. Marcus Davenport, bro.
Stop.
Stop.
What?
Just, you know.
DJ Reader.
Stop.
No.
And then
John Kaminsky restructured. How dare you?
I'll close it out.
I trust Brad Holmes.
Detroit? I hate you. Did you like playing games in the playoffs at home?
More football.
Then go out and address the defensive line. David, that's what that did. Because
after everything Brad Holmes has done for you, how dare you?
Let me close it out with what your 49ers.
My level of hate for you right now.
With what?
It's off the charts.
And the only thing that'll fix it, more football.
So your 49ers at 31, they take a trade. They give the pick to Minnesota. Minnesota takes Michael Penix Jr.
Okay. I'm here for that. Penix indoors on the fast track with Justin Jefferson and Mario Addison and Numbnuts.
Yeah, Jetta may stay.
KJ Osborne.
He may stay for that because Penix can throw the ball 70 of them. So, all right. I'm good for that.
Excellent job by you.
How did the Chiefs finish?
Who cares?
Adonai Mitchell. Okay. I can't with y'all.
AD. All right. That tremendous.
In football today.
Football!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.